Okay, so it's the last Thursday of the year. So there's a great pasuk, Isha Isha. Pasuk says, a man or a woman, Kiyafli Lindor Neder. When a person will be Yafli, Yafli is a strange word. Yafli is an uncommon word. When a Jew will be Yafli, we'll try to define that word, Lindor Neder, to make a Neder, Nazir Lahazir Lashem. And he'll take upon himself Naziris. Naziris, we know, Naziris, long hair, a good time. So the pasuk just defines what that is exactly. Miyayim b'sheicher, from wine, from intoxicating things. Not for everybody to separate from intoxicating things. Tar lo yavro rosho, and the pasuk says you can't get a haircut. Al nefesh meis lo yavo, you can't go to the cemetery. So the basic three criteria for a naziris. You can't drink intoxicating, and not even just as also. It's also Xeris deraisa. You can't even come close to the wine. And you can't get a haircut, and you can't go to a cemetery. And then what do you get if you reach that pinnacle, you accomplish Naziris? So the pasuk ends off, the pasukim end off, Kadosh Hula Hashem. Very holy. You become a very holy person. The Sfarno has a taich, he explains what that means. Kadosh Hula Hashem means Nivdil min hataivos hachamrios. He separated from the physical allures of life. Yiske, he says a few psukim later, Yiske leor bo'orachayim. You're going to have the light of life. You separated from all gashmias, and you shine the light of life. The orachayim shines upon you. Now, this is a very unexpected, I would say, result from this procedure. You look back just a few weeks ago by Sfiris HaOmer. By Sfiris HaOmer, we weren't getting haircuts. By Sfiris HaOmer, it was after your mitzvah of Arba Kosos. So once the mitzvah of Arba Kosos is over, nobody's drinking. So you weren't drinking, and you weren't getting haircuts. And probably, most of us, weren't going to cemeteries. I don't think you guys are going on the weekends to cemeteries over here. So your mom's a nazim. For the at least 30 days, 33, 35 days, Yontif, of Sfiris HaOmer, that you weren't getting a haircut, you also weren't drinking wine, and you didn't get, you weren't going to cemetery. So the kids, everybody was a Nazi. And did somebody feel, at the end of Sfiris HaOmer, maybe that's why some guys were like, very, very excited to go to Meiron, and you felt like you were Kadosh Lashem, but I'm not sure that's true. And I wonder why. If we did a proper, we all came out, did a proper Naziris. I would say came out everybody. I don't know, again, the wine yeshviyesh, there's different people in the crowd. But for the most part, we all did a proper Naziris, and somebody felt at the end of that, at the end of those few weeks, that the Kadosh Lashem, I don't know. And what's the impetus that a person becomes a Nazir, Torah tells us? Shekala roa sota bekalkula is a smichas parshias. They put sota next to nazir. So Chazal realized that sota is next to nazir for a reason. To teach us, shekala roa sota bekalkula yazir atzmo min hayayim. Now when you see a sota in her disgrace, when you see what happened to a sota, she did a maisa she shouldn't have done when somebody wasn't her husband. And so you saw what happened to her. She walked to the base of mikdash, she was very embarrassed, and then the whole, the balloon popped. And very embarrassing, very disgraceful to her, to her people who know her, family and friends. And you saw that, and you're like, well, that's I don't want that for myself. So yazir atzmo min hayayim. So a person becomes a nazir because he sees the sota b'kol kula. And besides for the fact that that's a very far stretch, that's an extremely far stretch, that yayin is going to lead to sota. It's a big stretch. But if you hold it's true, if you hold that yayin leads to sota, so why is this optional? It should be a mandatory thing. We have gzeiras deraisa. If we have something that on a deraisa level is very chomer, is very severe, and sota is very severe, few things get as severe as sota. So if yayin is the cause that leads people to the maisa of sota, so we should be like Islam. And Islam, they outlaw alcohol, so we should also outlaw. It makes sense. We should. So what's going to be with Purim? What's going to be with Shabbos? What's going to be with Yom Tov? What's going to be with some guys' weekends? Good kasha. It's a good kasha, but it's not a good teretz. The teretz should be that this should be a blanket halacha. And it's also confusing because we have mixed messages. That on one hand, Hashem tells us yain samach levav enosh, yain is good. It makes a person simchadik. And we have Purim and Yom Tov and Shabbos and all these things. And then it tells us, Yazir Atzmi, they're very mixed messages. We should be doing, we should be avoiding it, we should be running away from these things, we should be scared of these things, or we should run to these things, or it's a time and a place thing, and just a lot of mixed messages over here. So, the COVID, the end of the year, I want to say a Machshava. So last week there was something called Yom HaMiyuchas. I don't know if most people know what that is. So Yom HaMiyuchas is Klal Yisrael got to Har Sinai. And there was Shlosh Yesim Ekbola, 3 days before Matan Torah. It was 3 days that we had to be Maisa Precious. We had to separate. And the day before Shlosh Yesim Ekbola, Beis Sivan. Beis Sivan is called Yom HaMiyuchas. What happened on Yom? It's a day. It's called a day. Yom HaMiyuchas. The day of Yichas. There's different definitions to what that word miyuchas means, connected. Yichas means connected, means family, a family tie, or some type of connection. Yom HaMiyuchas, what does that mean? Yom HaMiyuchas. So the Gemara only says one thing, and that's all you need to know. The Gemara covers everything. And the Gemara says about Yom HaMiyuchas that it was the day that it was transmitted to us, one line. The Ribbono Shel'Olam gathered us all together, and before Matan Torah, before Shlosh Yesim Ekbola, he told us one line, one request. One demand, one expectation, but one line, he told us. Famous line, there's a song, made it famous, but it's also a pasuk. And Hashem told us on Yom HaMiyuchas, Ve'atem tiyuli. I want you to be to me, so shtikol harei ha-mekudeshesli, Ve'atem tiyuli, I want you to be to me, Mamleches kohanim ve'goy kadosh. I want you to be to me, for me, to me, Mamleches Kohanim. I don't like the English translation. I'm not going to say English translation because it's not accurate. Mamleches is accurate. Means a kingdom. A kingdom of Kohanim. Kohanim, there's no English translation. If you say priests, I don't know, the vision that comes in my mind is not the right vision. Priests are Moli Tumah. What's a priest? Moli Tumah. Mamleches Kohanim. Mamleches Kohanim. You should be a kingdom of Kohanim. What is Kohan? You want to know? Kohan, you want to know? So you know, you look at Jackie, you look at some guys in the room, look in the front of the room, look at Zevi, look at the chakras, look in the front of the room, and you'll see what we're all supposed to look like. A whole kingdom of those kinds of people. Amlach is Kohan, Vigoy Kodesh, and a holy nation. That was Yom HaMiyuchas, a whole day set for them. Fascinating. And then how? So he never said how, he just told, let's be Yankee. Great to see you. So he never told us how. He told us, you'll be for me a Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and then you had a 3-day break, Shlosh Yesim Ekbola, and then there was Matan Torah. So if you just do the math, you think, you assume, that A was answered by B. So B for me a Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and then Mamela, when Yaakov also Torah a few days later, so that I see as a mitzvah, you do the mitzvahs, and you'll leave, Mamlach is gone. I mean, that's A plus A, A leads into B, and that's if you work out the numbers, that's what you're going to get to. And the assumption is that when you do the mitzvahs, you put on tefillin, and you put on tzitzis, and you daven, and you learn, and you shake a lulav once in a while, we do those things, so you turn into a Mamlach is gone. That's the assumption. And it's interesting, I find that assumption interesting, because a lot of times in life, like I said in the beginning, we went through Sfiras HaOmer, where we behaved like Naziris. We had a mice and Naziris on us, Sfiras HaOmer. Somebody felt at the end, Kadosh LaHashem? No. Let's be straight. No. Nobody felt Kadosh LaHashem because he didn't get a haircut for a few weeks. Nobody felt that. And the same way here, we ask ourselves all the time in life, you go through life and you ask yourself, you do all these mice and mitzvahs, a guy puts like, never miss a day of tefillin. The guy's, you know, super serious in high school. He always wore tzitzis. You know, the Rebbe didn't have to reach his hand in his pants. Without the tzitzis checks, he always wore tzitzis. Nobody had to dig too deep to find out. and the guy feels at the end of that that he's a mamlachas kohen and b'gad kodesh, he feels like a regular guy. He goes to a baseball game, feels like a regular guy. Goes to a concert, feels like a regular guy. He feels that he's mamlachas. The phrase that a lot of people like to say was an or lagoyin. Stop with the or lagoyin. You can't be an or to nobody if you're not first mamlachas kohen. You can only be an or. There's no light that shines off of you until you're mamlachas kohen and b'gad kodesh. So stop talking about the or lagoyim. First talk about what you're supposed to be. And then you can wonder and discuss how it's supposed to impact the non-Jews. But you're supposed to be mamlachas kohanim. But who feels that? A guy puts on tzitzis and wears tefillin and shakes a lulav and he feels goy kodesh? Not a lot. Not enough. And what I would have thought that would make you get to a place of goy kodesh, what I would have thought, it's most logical to me, and I think also based on practical experience, what I see, is that people with midos, people who develop their midos, and what midos doesn't mean smiling. That's not what midos means. Midos means that you work on your sadness. You know how to dig yourself out of sadness. A person who works on simcha, simcha is an avoda. A person who works on simcha. A person who works on jealousy, he knows, he acknowledges he's jealous, and he realizes that, and then he works on it slowly, works on jealousy, he works on bitachon. A person who works on these things, that's an uplifted person. You want to talk about a goy kadosh separate than the other nations, it's a person who works on his midos. You see, he's a refined person. He has elokus on his face. He's a refined person. He's a representative of the Ribbono Shalom. He's a representative of these refined people. And about midos, the Torah, silent. Not a word. Doesn't talk about it. It goes completely silent. A little bit in the Aseret Sadibros, it talks about jealousy. And there's a pasuk, Ram Levavcha, talks about gaiva a little bit. But for the most part, kas, you don't find kas in the Torah. Who doesn't struggle with kas? If a guy thinks that he doesn't struggle with kas, wait till you get married. Wait till you have a baby crying in the middle of the night. You're going to find things out about yourself you never wanted to find out. The beautiful things you'll find out. Everybody struggles with kas. Some know, some don't know yet. Everybody struggles with kas. Who doesn't struggle with jealousy? Who doesn't struggle with, I don't like this word because you use it in the wrong context, so I don't like to talk about it too much. Who doesn't struggle with laziness? It's not the laziness that you think is atzlus, but real atzlus. Who doesn't struggle with atzlus? Who doesn't in our generation struggle with atzlus, with sadness? We struggle with all these things. So isn't it our goal to become uplifted, refined people, a goy kadosh through this and through that? Torah, silent, nothing. So it gives us this great lofty goal. Batem tiyuli, be for me, that great goy kadosh, and the tefillin that we put on. Yeah, I spoke about it a few months ago, and it does have an effect, but not the desired effect that we would hope for. Unfortunately. So there's an Ibn Ezra, we said we didn't define the word kiyafli. Ibn Ezra says, what does it mean kiyafli? So Rashi says over there, yafli means yafresh. It could be understood in two ways. Yafresh means you should do a maisa afrosh, mafresh yourself, you should separate, or yafresh, you should yafresh bedivur. You should be separate yourself through words, vocally separate yourself. That's the simple pshat in yafli. Says Ibn Ezra, it's not what it means. Ibn Ezra says yafli means look at the word. Now, if you went to a decent high school, they taught you how to figure out a shoresh. And the shoresh of Yafli is Pella. Pella means shocking. A shocking thing. So says the Ibn Ezra, this is an absolutely shocking thing. Yaseh dover Pella. Do a shocking thing. Do an extraordinary thing. Kirov ha'olam holkam acher ta'avosam. The whole world, you want to be a regular person, a regular guy? Regular people chase their taivas. Regular people are what I call on a leash. They're on a leash. You know, some people think when their friends get religious, their complaint is that they're like robot. You're a robot now. Now you follow orders. You follow instructions. Me, I do as I please. the emes is the opposite. The emes is him. He's on a leash. He's on a leash. Whatever his taivas, wherever his taivas drag him, that's where he goes. Kaas pulls him this way. Taiva pulls him that way. Momen pulls him this direction. Atzvas in the other direction. All his impulses pull him in every direction. He's a dog on a leash. And Divine Ezra says, Ki rova olam holchem achar ta'avosam v'da. And then a few psukim later, he says it even stronger. Over here, I thought, okay, rov. Rov is majority, but like, he's probably not talking about us. And then a few psukim later, v'da, you should know. Ki kol b'nei adam. Kol is strong. Kol b'nei adam. Kol b'nei adam. All people. Ovde taivas ha'olam. They just work for taivas. All people, that's what they do. V'hamelech v'emes. And the true king. Sheyeshlo nezer v'ateres malchus b'rosho. Walks around with a crown. Kol mi shehu chofshi min ha'taivas. A person who's free from taivas. This is midos. This is avodas midos. That's what it means. Again, taivas, I know we have the holy brothers over here. But taivas includes not just holy brothers. Taivas includes all physical lures. And that's why it's very broad. And kas is included, and kina is included, and sadness is included. These are taivas. These are physical pulls. These are when you close your eyes and you're not conscious and you're not making decisions in life where you end up by accident. You end up in terrible places. You can end up internally in terrible places, sometimes externally, physically, environmentally in terrible places, because we're animals on two legs. Kangaroos also run two legs, so we're like kangaroos. We're animals on two legs. And we're pulled after, you see. All you have to do is go to lunch. That's all you have, breakfast, any of these things. You go to breakfast downstairs. Don't look too much. There's an Isser stock list by breakfast. If you look too much at people, you're going to lose a lot of respect for a lot of people. A guy can't wait till he sits down at a table. While he put on the rice and he's waiting for the chicken, he already finished the rice. That's a dog on a leash. That's a straight dog on a leash. He can't wait to sit down and to eat rice at a table. He has to finish the rice. They already took seconds by the time the chicken came out a little late. Or like the guys, you know, banging on the door to get a cake that was a muffin. We just chase taivas. We chase taivas and you elbow people. And I find this, I have to say, I find this interesting because sometimes, you know, we have an anti-Semitic bone in our body. I don't want to say about what kind of Jews, but sometimes about some kind of Jews, you're like, oh, they're very aggressive. They don't have good midos. They, you know, when the schnitzel comes out, they're all pushing their way into the schnitzel. Go to lunch. Do yourselves a favor. Go downstairs to lunch. Go to breakfast. And like the Ibn Ezra says, kol ha'olam. Kol b'nei adam. That's regular. That's expected. So Nazirus as a concept, I wonder, is not just applicable to Nazirus, but Nazirus is a vart that applies to a lot of circumstances. There's a Rashi, you got to hear this Rashi. You got to know this Rashi. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin. He brings down this story. It's a funny Rashi. He's like, let me tell you a story. Rashi doesn't usually tell stories. Once in a while, you hit a jackpot Rashi, and he like tells you a story. Rashi says, I want to tell you a story. Matzasi b'sefer Haggadah. He's reading a book, Rashi, and he tells you, I have a nice story. I found a nice story. Shehaya Mar Ukva Bal Tshuva. Mar Ukva is a Bal Tshuva. That's interesting. Shenosan Einav Beisha Achas. He placed his eyes on a certain lady. Vehela Libotina. And he had a taiva. Venachal Becholi. And he got lovesick. It happens to be, it was the wrong girl. Ashes Ish Haisa. She was taken. And that's a severe Isser. That's dangerous. You don't want to get involved in that. So a few days later they had to meet up for something, they had some kind of rendezvous. When we talk dochka, Nisratzislo, something happened, we don't know the details, something happened and she caved. And she told Marukva, she forgive my language, but she made a move on Marukva. That's what Rashi's saying. And Marukva stood up, Bishas Maisa. The Kavosh Yitzro, and he worked on himself, And somehow he dug deep and he reached into Yosef HaTzadik and he might have saw Yaakov Avinu and he dug deep and he overcame this taiva that he was longing for, that he was yearning for. Upatra l'shalom. And he told her, have a good Shabbos. Get out of my way. I'm not interested. V'nisrape, he was healed. Here's the punchline. U'kushehoye yotze l'shuk. When you go out after that into the marketplace, into the public area, hayaner daluk berosho mina shemaim, he had a glow. There was this is called a halo. This is where they got the halo from. He had a halo on his head. He had a glow. He had a light on his head. Mina shemaim. Baal Shem Kach, and that's why they called him. They called him Rav Nosson Tzutzisa. Tzutzisa, a glow of light. That was his name. He references the Gemara in Shabbos, the Nosson Tzutzisa. That was Mar Ukva. They bring this Maaser, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva saw a Jew walking down the street, and he asked his Talmidim, who's this holy guy? Very holy guy. And they told him, that guy, he found out, that guy, he worked on himself. Nazirus is a process of working on yourself. It means that a person by nature is kirov bnei olam, kikol bnei adam. It's holkam acher tavosim. We're on a leash. A little bit to cut the leash. A little bit to cut the leash. And then you have a crown. And when we say about ourselves that we're supposed to be mamlachas kohanim v'goy kadosh, Rav Yerucham writes an amazing thing. He writes that the reason why there's no midos in the Torah is because on Beis Sivan, we accepted on ourselves the all midos. On Shavuos, we accepted Kabbalah's HaTorah, the all mitzvahs. But all mitzvahs he can't have. It's not shayach to have mitzvahs without Yom HaMiyuchas. On Yom HaMiyuchas, when the Ribbono Shel Olam said to us, "Ve'atem ti'yuli mamlachas kahanim v'goy kadosh," that's the all midos. I want you to be refined people. And if you're refined people, we could talk about Kabbalah's HaTorah. We could discuss it. It's a possibility. But if you want to go into Kabbalah's HaTorah, and you want to have all mitzvahs, and you want to put on tefillin, and go into a sukkah, and shake a lulav, and wear tzitzis, but you don't have all midas, doesn't work. It doesn't work. There's no Vav Sivan if there's no Beis Sivan. There was a guy, an old friend of mine. There's somebody here in the room, I don't want to call him out, but if you were here earlier, you know what I'm talking about. There's a guy in the room that an old friend of ours, we have a mutual friend, and this old friend, he told me a concept I never heard of before. He told me that there's people in this world that they're on a no taiva list. You look at some people and you're like, that guy has no taivas. It's too easy for them. They're at Shachar's 10 minutes early every day. They don't bottle. They don't go to the bathroom, these guys. I don't know what kind of world they live in. You know, it's like what we spoke about. The guys who say Kriya Shema Amita, beginning to end. They have no taivas. The guy who does that, he's Yetzirah doesn't know his name. He's exempt from all taivas. And I believe this. I see people like this. I see malachim on legs. I'm a little jealous and a little. I feel bad for them. I feel bad for them because they have nothing to do in this world. And I'm a little jealous because, like, I also want to be a malach on two legs. And then the Ibn Ezra gives me hope. He says, they're a scam. They're a scam. Kol b'nei Adam. They also have taivas. They cover it up much nicer. They cover it up much better. But they also have taivas. Kol b'nei Adam ovdei taivas ha'olam. There's a shtickel in Rav Yerucham this week in Das Torah. It's kedai to see, because he uses words over there that I wouldn't use. I can't translate in English the inappropriate phrases he says over there. And Rav Yerucham obviously doesn't talk inappropriate, but the phrases he says I wouldn't translate into English. And he says, all of humanity is this. Not nice phrases, he says. All people are this. And Rav Yerucham, he's talking about, forgive me for saying, himself. Rav Yerucham was a malach. This was a malach. The world never saw a malach like Rav Yerucham. These people were malachim. You never saw, we don't have in our generation, I don't know if we have in our generation people like this. And he spoke about himself. As you leave yeshiva, you have to recognize a lot of people have on their goals, on their agendas, you leave yeshiva, that you want to be on time for shacharis. But for some reason, we overlook the importance. It's not about being on time for Shabbos. You should be a Shabbos. I'm not talking about that. You should do mitzvahs. That goes without saying. But there's so much more to it. When you go to Shabbos on time, you have to be cognizant and understanding, aware, and deeply self-aware that you're conquering your atzlus. Really why people stay in bed, I understand, in my experience, is atzvus. You waking up is sad for you. It's sad. You look at a day and you say, I don't want to go to such a day. I have no excitement for my... It's atzvus. You feel atzvus? Kol b'nei Adam! You're part of humanity. Feel good about yourself. You're a person. There's no taiva list. You're a normal guy. You feel sad. You wake up. Long day ahead of you. I just want to stay in bed till 1 p.m. If I could sleep half the day away, my life would be so much smoother, so much more convenient. I'd be such a happier person. I don't have to dreadfully go to some dark shul with just a depressing environment. You need antidepressants when you walk out of there. Sing Elio and Novi for 25 minutes. Not everybody can do it. It's not for everybody. And you just feel a sense of atzlus and atzvus. And a person talks about, I'm going to learn a half hour a day. I want to learn an hour a day. Guys, 4 hours, 10 hours a day, whatever works for you, whatever you're holding. This is how much I want to learn. And you're not cognizant enough that part of the process of learning, and it is, it's a constant part of the process of learning, is to fight your impulses. Every minute of learning, there's 3,000 impulses being shot in your direction. The problem with having a phone at Shacharis is not the phone at Shacharis. The problem is that you're an animal on two legs. You're an animal, you're on a leash that you can't control your hand. Your hand goes in and pulls out. You can't control it. You're an animal on a leash. Again, the phone, let the phones run around. The problem's your hand. You can't control your hand. You got to grab it by the other hand before it goes into the pocket and control yourself. This is what it means, Mamlechus Kohanim v'Goy Kodesh. You leave yeshiva and you say, I'm going to put on tefillin every day. I'm going to daven 6 times a day. I'm going to learn 27 hours a day. But your hand goes in and pulls out. Forget the zilzal. Forget the zilzal. Forget the embarrassment that you should have. Forget all that stuff. You never had Beis Sivan. What's Vav Sivan without Beis Sivan? How could you have it? We're capable. If Hashem tells us we're supposed to, so it means we're capable. Lasos Dover Pelin. You go to a guy. You go to some guys that are going to college with a lot of non-Jews. Go to a guy's college. And ask a guy, tell a guy to sit and learn for 3 hours a Seder. It's not shy. It's a miracle. Every morning Seder is a miraculous event. If you do it on Shavuos night, guys learn 4, 5, 6 hours straight. It's a miraculous, what 19-year-old on the planet is capable of focusing for 6 hours straight? It's a miraculous event. We're doing miraculous things here. Rashi says, Lahazir Lahashem means, Lahavdil atzmo min hayayin l'shem shamayim. It's not by accident I didn't drink wine. It's not by accident I didn't go to the cemetery. It's not by accident I didn't cut my hair. Your life has an agenda. Your life has a purpose. Your life has a l'shem shamayim. And the Sfarno writes, that l'shem shamayim on that pasuk, he writes, Laman ye kulo l'Hashem l'dov kabo. That crown that is given to the Nazir, it's accessible to everybody. When and how? With every ounce of working on yourself. You get out of bed for Shacharis, forget the Shacharis. Also, the Shacharis is a nice fat layer of icing on the cake. But you worked on your atzlus, you worked on your atzfus, you're developing, you're becoming what you're supposed to be, a mamlachas kohanin. And mida tova maruba. The threat, the danger of becoming, God forbid, a Jew should be a dog on a leash to his taivas, mida tova maruba. The schar is always so much greater. It's not just Ezehu Gibor that we say a person who's kovish is Yitzro, controls himself, is the real Gibor in the world, and Ezehu Asher, and who's really wealthy. It's not just that. But people ask, people should ask, people do ask, that there's an interesting smichas aparshius. Right after it talks about Nazirus, it's all of a sudden Birchas Kohanim. What does that have to do with each other? Birchas Kohanim, right after Nazirus? I don't even understand the kasha. It's blatant. It's blatant. Birchas Kohanim, right after Nazirus. Because when you're fulfilling Mamlachas Kohanim Begoy Kodesh, not just that you're a Kohen who shayach the Kosev Archu, not just, but Hashem can't resist. When you're performing miracles, real, these are miracles. A guy wakes up, puts on tefillin. A guy one time came to a Rebbe of mine's house, and he looked around the house, and he had to fix the door frame. And he took down the door frame, and my Rebbe told him, just when you put it back up, there's a little attachment on the door frame. Make sure that attachment stays on the door frame. And he looked around the house. He said, normal house. He's, I don't know, 15, 20 doors in the house. And he says, you have on every door this attachment? What do these go for? And he's mahader in mitzvahs. He says, you know, I try to get nice attachments for my doors. And they cost me 200, 250. They cost a lot. And he's, you know, the guy is doing the calculations in his head. I don't know if he went to MIT, this guy. And he's trying to figure out 20, 15, 20 times 200. He goes, what do these attachments do for you? He says, that's my religion. My religion says we put our attachments, these attachments. $200 for an attachment? That's what you're putting in, 200. He said, if my religion asked me for $200 in attachment, I say, goodbye, religion. And that's just the door attachment. Forget tuition and Pesach programs and Sukkot in Israel. The door attachments. We perform miracles. Which guy could sit in chakras for an hour? You're not going to find one. You tell a guy to sit at chakras mass once a year, he's schwitzing. He has to go to a psychologist for 3 weeks. The anxiety he has for once a year mass. And we every day, Talmid Shalboker, Talmid Bein Arbayim, Amarev also, Yecheshbin, you try to justify Rishus, it's not a Rishus, relax with your Rishus. Every day, three times a day, if you've been to this mincha, 45-minute mincha, on top of an hour chakras, it's a miracle. Every time I daven mincha here, I say to myself, that was a nace. It was a nace I survived that. It's an absolute miracle. And if you perform miracles, Hashem says, woohoo! He performs miracles for me. It's only fair that I'll do right back to him. So he says to us, Yivarechecha, all the brachas, Ya'er, you should light up. You should light up like Tzutzisa. Yechuneka, all the charm, all the chain, what they call charisma, I'm not going to say your term. Yisa, you're going to rise up. V'yasim lecha shalom. Shalom is a kli machzik bracha. Shalom means everything. Yivarechecha is everything, and it ends with shalom, which holds everything. Everything. You want to perform miracles? I owe you right back. They do ploim, and I'll do ploim for them. We're going into a Bein Hazmanim now, and you have to remember one thing. They're a bon shalom. The Bom Shalom's holding your hand, dreaming about you, thinking about you, yearning for you, and knowing what you're capable of. And if we could a little bit go into his mind and understand what he knows about us, and we could believe it about ourselves, every day is another miracle. Every day is another miracle. Hashem should give you back Mida Meruba many, 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 many times over. That's Eschem Shalom, the Shabbos.